G'day, Mike Hussey here, but you can call me Mr. Supercoach. KFC Supercoach BBL is back and there's 25 grand up for grabs. So what are you waiting for? Play today at supercoach.com.au.
T's and C's apply. New South Wales authorisation number TP/01005.
Welcome back to Stumps. Jordan Kanellis and Bryce McGain with you here this weekend. Less than a week away from the start of the Test summer. Australia against Pakistan in Brisbane. But we also turn our attention to the Sheffield Shields, and that season continues to roll on. There have been some fantastic matches and results over the course of the weekend, in particular to Queensland. And later on in this hour, we'll speak to Sam Harper from the losing side, Victoria, after their loss yesterday against the Bulls. But South Australia also had a game with plenty of high scoring in this match. Didn't get a result in the end, but their draw to Tasmania means that South Australia haven't got a result either, along with Victoria. Just the two draws and two losses for the South Aussies. But we cross over and speak to Callum Ferguson now, who joins us here on Stumps. Hello, Callum. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks. Nice to be back on the show.
Didn't get the result you're after on the weekend. Plenty of high scores, but it was just a bit too high scoring, I think, to get a result in the end. And the season maybe just hasn't gone the exact way that you guys would have panned out so far.
No, that's right. Look, we've been in some games right in there to get the result so far this year. Obviously, the first game at the Junction was a stalemate there. And then, at the Gabba, we didn't quite get the result there. That was a bit of a seesawing affair. This game, it whilst it was really flat for the first few days, there were signs in the pitch that that a result was going to be possible. The first day was 34 degrees. The cracks really started to open up on day one. So we're all thinking, wow, we're in for an interesting game at the back end. But the rest of the week, it was 18, 19, 18, I think. And the wicket didn't wear quite as much as what we thought it might. But two really good declarations, I thought, from both sides, trying to get a result on the last day.
Yep.
And unfortunately, the wicket did start to play a couple of tricks in the second half of the day on day four. We probably missed a couple of chances in the field that we would have liked to have taken, and that didn't happen. And unfortunately, we fell two wickets short, and they'd probably be looking at it and going, look, we probably would have liked to have gone into that last session with a few more wickets in hand to really give that target a nudge. But as it turned out, neither side really got the result they were looking for, but it was a fantastic game of cricket.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things with Shield cricket. You can play for 4 days and still get an enormous amount out of it. What were some of the positives from South Australia? Obviously a big first innings score, and just quietly your second innings total of 82. Good to see you getting some runs, Ferg.
Very
but
nice.
Yeah, it's good to see that. But what are the things that South Australia really got out of this? What are the positives?
Look, I think if, what we have seen in the last few games is, some good progress from some of our young quicks. And Wes Agar's one who you guys would have seen a bit of last year when he went back to Melbourne for a season. But to see him step up the way he has in the first part of the season, it's just been really exciting. He's bowling with really good pace. But it's more so his consistency with his line and length, which I think surprised a lot of people. I've seen it a bit in some representative cricket, in zone cricket, the Redbacks League here, playing in the same side of him as him before he went back to Melbourne. And he showed some really good signs there. And he's come out and done it in Shield cricket, which is really exciting for us because, as a young quick with a bit of extra pace, he's got a long career ahead of him. Those guys don't really come around all that often. You see guys come in with a bit of pace and a bit of raw energy, but to see good pace with control, it's quite rare. So we're really excited by his future. Joe Mennie coming back into the side and getting through well and bowling well was a huge bonus for us.
Yep.
But Henry Hunt, I think, is another one. You guys saw a bit of him in the first Shield game, I reckon.
He batted beautifully as the opener,
and to see him take the opening the batting in Shield cricket so well and so comfortably is really exciting for us. He was a good pickup for us in the off season. Our scouts were out in Sydney last year, and obviously, found a really good one there. We're really excited by his work ethic and you know, his ability to problem solve, which everyone's been talking a lot of with Steve Smith over the last few years. He's willing to, you know, look at, you know, where the potential threats are, talk about it with his teammates and work through problems has been really, really impressive for mine. So, yeah, I think out of this game, they're the two that I reckon are really starting to stand up for us and we're really excited about them.
Well, we pause for a week now with the Sheffield Shield and we swing straight into one day. It's a bit like the old days. You play 4 days of a Shield game, have a break, and then straight into the one day stuff. Firstly, I hope we find you in that one day lineup and continuing in the team for South Australia. But you're right in the mix here. You're third on the table, 3-2, and there's a good opportunity coming up against Western Australia tomorrow at the Karen Rolton Oval.
Yeah, there is. And we have been playing really good one-day cricket. We probably missed a chance in one of the games earlier in the season, but we feel like we're playing pretty consistently. Where we haven't been able to put the full 4 days together in the Sheffield Shield, where over the last sort of 4 or 5 years, we've been very consistent in the one-day format. So, you know, we're going in with a really strong side into the game tomorrow. However, we know WA, I mean, they're star-studded at the moment, aren't they?
So, they sure are.
So we're in for a real contest. The wicket at Karen Rolton Oval is usually a really good one. So it should be a fantastic game of cricket. And, you know, obviously with so many fantastic players in both sides, it's going to be a great spectacle for the fans that do come down.
Callum, what have you made of your own form so far this season? You've played probably more one-day games than you have first class, but a great innings, as Bryce pointed out, with your 82 against Tasmania. What's been your self-assessment so far this season?
Yeah, I feel like I'm batting really well at the moment. My form, whenever I've been at the crease, I've felt like it's been really good. I've made quite a few starts in both formats and managed to get a decent score in both as well, but I feel like I'm consistently getting a good start and then, you know, just starting to put some bigger scores on the board now. So I'm pleased with how I'm batting. I was disappointed to be left out of the Shield side at the start of the year. I didn't really expect that, but, you know, I'm really pleased to be back in there now and feel like I've got a lot to contribute. So hopefully I can contribute to another win tomorrow afternoon.
Absolutely. Sydney Thunder again with the Big Bash as captain?
Yes, and I'm really excited about that opportunity. We've got a fantastic squad. We've recruited really well and recruited smartly, I think. So looking forward to the challenge of captaining, but also understanding that we've got a fantastic group of players that you know, are quite good at managing themselves. So I don't think they're going to make it too difficult for me. I'm really excited about the chance to get out there and hopefully have a big season with the Thunder. We just missed the finals last year. We had a couple of games that we probably let slip and an interesting one where the lights went out at the Gabba. But yep. Certainly feel like we've got a side that's improving. So we're really looking forward to the season.
Well, we're looking forward to you firing there. One last one before you go. How's the golf game going? Hitting them all right?
Not too bad. Just starting to find a bit of form. Back into 7 point something, I think 7.6 or something like that. So I'm
nice.
Starting to feel like I'm finding some rhythm. So that's always really important, isn't it, during the summer?
Well, it is.
Make sure your golf game's in order.
Yeah, it is, Ferg. And I think your form correlates well to your golf game too. When you're making runs, you're playing good golf and vice versa. So long may
yeah,
it continue.
Yeah, absolutely.
Callum, thank you very much for joining us today on Stumps. Good luck tomorrow against WA. It's a battle between second v third on the one-day cup table. So I hope it goes well and the rest of your season does as well.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, Ferg.
Callum Ferguson here on Stumps. Bryce McGain and Jordan Canellis with you from South Australia. We'll go over to Victoria next and chat with Sam Harper, the wicketkeeper of the Vicks.
Sometimes needing new tyres can catch us by surprise. That's why Tyre Power gives you the power of Zip Pay and Zip Money. You can get what you need now, get back on the road safely and pay for it later. Terms and conditions apply. So visit tyrepower.com.au or call 13 21 91.